Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Black Belt Selling with Stephanie and Anna Scheller. I'm Anna, and normally you hear Stephanie pipe in and say, I'm Stephanie, but she's in the training today, so I will be working with you solo today, but I promise it will be entertaining and it will be very informative. We are a mother-daughter team from South Central Texas, and we bring the professional sales training system of Eric Lofholm to the world and combine it with a black belt mindset. Black belt selling is about taking the mindset, system, and the dedication it takes to become a black belt in martial arts and applying it to the profession of sales. You see, we're black belts in Taekwondo, so we know what it takes to earn that status, and it's our mission to give you the tools, coaching, and training to become confident and successful as a black belt in sales. If you're with me live or if you're listening on the replay, go ahead and join us in the Facebook group. You can go to www.facebook.com/groups/black belt selling, and you will find a pinned post in the group. If you are not a member of the group, go ahead and ask to join, and we'll immediately let you in. It's an open group. And go ahead and post any comments, anything interesting you hear, or any questions you have, because I'll be going back and forth into the Facebook group during today's broadcast. Also, if you haven't done so, go ahead and follow us in Blog Talk Radio. There is a button in the header with our name, Black Belt Selling. Go ahead, click that button, and every time we broadcast and every time we're done broadcasting, we send out a notice to all of our Blog Talk Radio followers. So we'd love to have you join us there. Now, for the entire month of August, we've been talking about blogging, and I'm going to confess something to you. I'm going to confess, the reason I chose blogging is because it's an area that I need to learn and grow in. And so I wanted to share our journey into blogging with our listeners, and we're also, this topic has turned to be such a large and it's such a big topic that we're actually going to carry into September with blogging. My experience is now I've come in contact with a number of bloggers. I will be giving them some shout-outs as we go through the broadcast, so you may want to have pen and paper ready. I'll also post their websites in our Facebook group so that you can go out and talk to them yourself, because we're about connecting people. We're about helping people get the tools they need in order to succeed in business and in sales. And so for the first So next month, we're actually going to have a few of these people on. I'm very excited, and I'm really looking forward to having some of these folks join us next month. Definitely want to stay tuned to see who's going to be joining us so you can learn more about blogging. The focus of today is to help you get into action, to actually take everything we've been talking about and give you ideas of how to start, where to start with blogging. You know, the first week, we talked about blogging for business. We talked about what a blog does and the leverage that it creates. Essentially, a blog is there. It's part of your website, your digital strategy to draw people to your website where you can share about your products and services. Blogs that are primarily promotional all the time don't get a lot of traffic. Why? Well, for the same reason that you and I don't buy every single minute of every day. We don't want to be bombarded with buy, buy, buy. We want information. We want to receive value. So we want blogs to be value-oriented. Now, some of the pitfalls that can come with blogging, and this is one that I know I have had some issues with, is that we can get to writing, but we spend more time writing than promoting. Now, that is a problem because the purpose of the blog is for marketing. It's to get exposure for your business, for yourself, so people can associate you and begin to build a relationship with you. But if you don't tell people what you're doing, then nobody's going to come visit your blog. So you have to spend as much time promoting your blog as you do writing your blog. You want to consider that in your time management. You don't want people to forget about you, so it's very important that you're consistent. And you want to be very energetic in your blog. You know, we're going to talk about some of the blogs here that you can do in just a few minutes. But even in your writing, you can sound excited. You can sound interested in your audience. And those are all very important parts of having an integrated, engaging blog. Last week we had Nile Flores. She's out of, I believe it was Missouri, and she talked to us about WordPress. WordPress is a very popular platform for blogging. There are a lot of them out there. I actually use two. I use Blogger, but primarily I use WordPress. I have WordPress sites for both of my businesses, and I find that WordPress is pretty easy to use. She also talked about blogging etiquette and the importance of having a call to action. So when you're done talking to people, it's really important that you ask them to do something. It's very important that you ask them to do something. So now let's get into the types of blogs. Let's get into the types of blogs that you can do to take action and to start to build your audience. Now, the folks that I have taken some of this information from include a guy by the name of Marco Sarek. Marco, his blog is very much geared for folks who are newbies in blogging. And Marco's going to be our guest next month. I will let you know when that happens. Then I looked at Marnita Joy, or Anita J. I am NitaJ.com. She has a lot of information on blogging. And then, of course, our own Rick Cooper, who joins us on a regular basis. So what are the different kinds of blogs that you can enjoy, that you can use and begin to start working? You know, I'm going to give you, we're probably going to go up, talk about up to 10, but I want you to post in the Facebook group if you're interested in more, because I will definitely get you more information. One of the things that you can do is you can talk about a customer success story, So that's someone that has absolutely enjoyed using your product or service, and you get a great testimonial. You know, stories sell. And so when you're sharing about what somebody liked, then it helps them to enjoy the product too. And if they have a similar problem, then they're going to relate and they're more likely to try to get more information from you. Another one that you can do is to mention a popular post. You know, if you notice a post by a popular blogger in your niche that's getting a lot of attention, add your viewpoint and link it to the original post. Now, if you go to the web, to our Facebook group, you'll notice that I have a blog post in there. I'm going to repost that post. You might notice that Rick Cooper kind of gave me a couple of hints there. But in my blog post, I actually linked back to a couple of other blog posts that I took information from, because one, it's good etiquette. Two, it builds. So that's good etiquette. You know, I'm acknowledging them for giving me information, but also it builds social currency. And Eric teaches a lot about social currency. So you want to start building relationships and be giving value to people that you can begin to collaborate with. So I really like talking about a popular post. One, because then I don't have to create the content. You don't have to create the content. You just have to basically give your spin on what's being talked about. And you might even begin to engage a dialogue, which will further give you more POIs, or people of influence, to work with. Now, one thing that I think a lot of people might have some trouble with, but this actually looks like a pretty good one to me, and that is to disagree with a popular opinion. Now, why would you want to do that? Well, I think that's a great idea because you're showing a little individuality. And there's if you have that opinion, probably someone else has the same opinion. Wouldn't you agree? So by stirring up a little controversy, then you can start to get some comments and people engaging on your blog. And when people have to go to your blog and they're interested in commenting on your blog, then you are starting to get some leads. You can engage back with them and you can start to build a warm market. These become new leads in your database. Now, another one that I like to do, and I did this on another blog that I have, so some of you know I have two businesses. One is this business, which is sales training and business coaching. And the other business I have is a housing business. We house travelers and we help people who are traveling in the area who need a furnished place to stay but don't want to spend the money on a hotel. So what I did is in that blog post, I live in a pretty remote area and I'm trying to create interest and appeal for my location because when people are looking for jobs, temporary jobs, we actually have a really nice place for people to come out to and enjoy the more mild winters that we have here in Texas. And so what I've done is I have a two-part blog post. One, it's actually 10 things to do in my hometown of Del Rio, and every single point has a link. That's called a roundup, a link roundup. So if you notice, I'm doing that to help people get oriented to our location. However, you may notice several interesting opinions on a topic that you can put together in a single post of the best ideas. Again, this is going to build you some social currency and give you more. And it's not content you have to create. You're simply taking other people's ideas and you are repurposing them for your blog. It's a wonderful idea because sometimes we get writer's block because we feel like we have to make all of the content, right? Well, we don't have to make all the content. We can borrow from other people. Now, the key, of course, is back in the spirit of using proper etiquette. We want to acknowledge other people so that, again, this builds a social currency, and it also helps to develop people of or persons of influence. Now, one of the things that you may want to do is answer questions that everyone is asking. So one of the reasons that I came up with the 10 things to do in Del Rio is because we get asked that question an awful lot. What is there to do when I come to Del Rio? So I started to do some research, and it did take me a little while, but I actually went to some other blog posts to see what other people have said and also to find public domain photos so that I could post pictures. Pictures are a big thing when it comes to blogging, and so you want to find pictures that you can use to break up the text. That's just a blogging tip. You can actually do a blog post simply on some kind of infographic or a meme that you create. Blog posts don't necessarily have to be a lot of words. They can be pictures. They can be short captions. One of the things that you want to consider when you're writing a blog, no matter what kind of blog you're choosing, is to keep your blog pretty short. What I mean by that is, in general, you want to do your blog anywhere from 300 to 500 words, no more than 1,000. Now, why do you think that is? Well, we live in information by age, and if it takes too long for someone to read through your blog, they're probably not going to. So you want to keep them engaged, and that's where you can do 1-, 2-, 3-part blogs, where if you're starting to get too much information, you can simply cut it off, start leading into your next blog post. You've already got content for your next blog post. So That's an easy way to make two blogs right there. And again, answer the questions that everyone is asking. Frequently asked questions are blog posts that are up all the time. Just put FAQs in Google on any topic you like, any topic in your niche, and you'll find some really, really good content for your own blog. Now, we're halfway through the program, and I want to thank you for joining us. See, we have one caller, so I want to give a shout-out to that caller. And go ahead, and if you have a question, if you're able, go ahead and post in the chat window. I would love to answer any questions you may have. And if I don't have the answer, I will get back with you, and I will get you that answer. excuse me. Now, one of the one thing I do want to talk about is storytelling is really, really important when it comes to blogging. So I want to take just a moment to let you know that next week on, I believe it's going to be Tuesday, I'm going to be doing a webinar on the power of storytelling when it comes to sales. The power of storytelling when it comes to sales. So if this is an area that you would really, really like to get more information on, then make sure you're on my mailing list. I will put that in the Facebook group. I'll put that in the Facebook group so that you can sign up specifically for notification for that specific webinar that I'm going to be doing next week, next Tuesday. I usually do them about 2 o'clock in the afternoon, Central Standard Time. Alrighty, we're getting back to more types of blog posts. You may want to try to review a product or service relevant to your industry. So, for example, let's say that you're in the health and wellness industry, and there's something out about a weight loss product. Well, your audience might find it very, very interesting for you to do a review on that product. And because they may be looking, they're probably, if you're looking at that product, then they're probably looking at that product as well. Now, this should not be one of your own products or services or a direct competitor's offering, but something that is a related item your customers may want to know about. It could get a little dicey trying to talk about somebody who's your direct competitor. But, for example, I'm in the hospitality industry. I don't do car rentals, but I deal with people who do car rentals. So it might be beneficial to my customers for me to give a review on car rental companies because a lot of people who come into my area are looking for that service. Okay, now I'm going to talk about something here that some people might be a little shy about, but this is an extremely powerful form of blogging that you really need to consider. And next month, one day next month, we're going to have Mark Shaw. Mark Shaw is out of England, and he is big into what's called Periscope. And we're going to do an entire episode just on Periscope, because it's becoming that popular and that big of a deal. But Periscope goes off of the idea of video. Periscope is a live broadcasting service, but here's where I want to go with it. You want to start creating videos to post. Why is that? Well, first of all, it's relatively easy. The technology anymore, you can use your phone. Everybody has their computer. It's free to create a YouTube channel. And by the way, I know there are other channels that are out there, but YouTube is probably the best place because everybody goes to YouTube and that's what gets the most exposure. But you want to post about any of these topics that we've spoken of. You might want to give a sneak preview of a product or maybe show a promotional event, or simply showcase something that you already do. a lot of times take those old videos, repurpose them, put them in a new post, and you can even call it the best of the best. People get a little nervous about videos, and it does take a little bit of time to get used to them. So what I would encourage you to do is, if you're on Twitter, a great place to start learning how to do video and broadcasting is to get yourself a handle on Twitter, and then become a Periscope user and start scoping, because you can do private scopes with people who are already on there. I am on there. You can go to @ShellerAnna, and I can get you started and get you helping there. There's all kinds of resources. You can do a private scope so that you can have somebody familiar that's on the scope with you to help you. But it's a great place to get used to getting in front of the camera. Video is where everything is going, and so you really, really want to become comfortable with video. Plus, it's the first step to moving out into public speaking. And I don't want to digress into public speaking as a lead generation tool, but I want you to know that people will look at pictures and watch video over reading a lot of text. So that's why I really want to encourage you to work on video. You can do a go behind the scenes blog. This could be a video or photo tour of your office, the customer service desk, the back room of your store, maybe where you do most of your work. People like to know the behind the scenes stuff. I mean, think about movies. What do we really like? Why do we watch a movie and then we go on YouTube to look for background information on a movie star? Or we go to look at the gag reel, or we go to listen to the actors talk about their own opinion of the character and how much they enjoyed the character and why they liked working with this particular actor or that particular actor. You know, we all love that behind-the-scenes stuff. It actually makes an awesome and great blog post because it gets people to see you as human and as a person just like them, and it helps to build trust and rapport. Are you involved in charity work? If you're involved in charity work, this is another great thing to be blogging about. In future posts, I'm going to be talking about the work I do teaching Taekwondo as a ministry in my church. I'm a black belt, as you know, and the exciting part of being a black belt, I do this for free at my church. I don't get paid to do this, and I'm not sharing this with you so that you think, oh, what a great person she is. I don't get paid to do this. This is something I do because I love the Lord and because we are able to help people grow in confidence as well as expose them to the Christian message. So in the future, you may be seeing posts about me working with students in that ministry or when we do outreaches. But what is it that you're doing? See, this isn't about me. This is about you. What are you doing to help people? Are you working at a local animal shelter? Do you work at a local women's shelter? Are you part of Rotary? What organizations are you part of that not only can you talk about in a blog, but you can also get exposure to? Again, building social currency, creating relationships, building trust. You know, we're getting down to the last 5 minutes of the broadcast, and I have just begun to scratch the surface of what you can do with a blog. Let's talk about one that maybe you might find enjoyable. Or remember, we want to be interesting to our audience. How about talking about your blunders, things that you've failed at? Wow, that's something we might be a little uncomfortable with, but you know what? Everyone loves to read about your failures. Now, we don't want to leave them on a downer, so when you're talking about your failures, you can start telling people how you are fixing your problem. You know, most people will relate to our mistakes more so than they'll relate to our successes, so that when we share our successes, it becomes even more valid, more engaging, because they know where you've come from and they can relate to it. I mean, that is something that if you are willing to do it, you can create endearment and a lot of engagement with that kind of post. You can share your customer feedback. That's another great way to post. You can share a highlight. What were the big milestones in your company's history? You can tell about an important moment and how it changed your business. You know, there are so many different ways that you can get information and content out there. Now, the key to all of this, the important key to all of this, and I, again, will give a shout out to Rick Cooper because he has taught me so much, is to make time every day to write. Make time every day to write. I use what's called the Pomodoro technique. I use the Pomodoro technique, and this is the Pomodoro technique. You work for 25 minutes, you take a 5-minute break. You work for another 25 minutes, you take another 5-minute break. You do that 3 times, and then you take a longer break. What that does is it enables you to focus for a short period of time on one topic. Sometimes if I have a lot to do in a day, I'll only spend 1 Pomodoro per task that I have. If I have something I really have to bust to get done, I will do. I'll spend more Pomodoros. Now, I'll post in the Facebook group about Pomodoros. There's a couple of timers that you can get off of the internet that you can have running while you're working on the internet. The key to making a Pomodoro work is that you put away every other distraction except the task that you are working on. I've been amazed at how just doing 25 minutes focused on one task can create such power, and you need that when you're going to become a consistent blogger and have your information out there on a regular basis. Well, we're down to less than 3 minutes, so I want to encourage you, whether you're listening to my live radio broadcast or you are listening to the replay, to go into the Facebook group. I'll be posting some of these resources that we have, and I'll also be giving shout-outs to the folks I've talked to. Remember, blogging now is critical. You do not have to be perfect at blogging to get started. Many bloggers have started simply by writing their experiences. People resonated with their stories, and they became popular. Blogging can be a very powerful tool to help you grow your business by driving traffic to your website. But remember, you need to spend as much time marketing your blog as you spend writing your blog. Because if you're not marketing the blog, then your writing isn't going to reach people who are going to be needing your information. Once again, I just want to encourage you to follow us by going to the button that's in the header that says follow. Follow us so that every time we broadcast and we promote this episode, you get an alert that we're about to go on the radio. Next week, Tuesday at 2 o'clock Central Standard Time, I will be doing a webinar on storytelling, the secret invisible way to get to sell to people. I want to thank you for joining us today. I appreciate those that are with us live and those who have joined us on the recording. I want you to know that you have greatness within you. I believe in you. Stephanie believes in you. I know I'm speaking for her. And we are the Black Belt Sellers of Southwest and Central Texas. Join us next week as we continue this amazing topic to help you grow your business on blogging. Thank you and have a terrific week.